Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Took Biden 4 years, well, three really, to break the economy. But somehow Trump's supposed to fix it in less than 12 months. Doesn't make any sense, but that's what Americans expect. But here's the crazy part. He is. Despite what folks are saying in polls right now, and I get some of this because they're still suffering the pain of Bidenflation. It's not over yet. The mixed match between wages, which have been artificially depressed by illegal immigration and legal immigration, and prices, which were Bidenflated by 5%. He ran an average 5% inflation. People are still hurting from that, but it's getting better. New TIP Economic Optimism Index, lower today than it was June 2020. That's because the media is talking it down. During the peak of COVID mania, when the economy absolutely got kneecapped. Just 34% give Trump an A or a B on his handling of the economy, while 49% give him a D or an F. Not good going into the midterms. But what's the reality? This is what's so incredible. According to the Atlanta Fed's GDP Now forecast, again, if you've been watching the politics there, the Fed, not a friend of Trump, even though he's the president. Federal Reserve is actually independent, but definitely not a fan or a friend of Trump. Even the Atlanta Fed GDP Now forecast admits the economy grew by a staggering 4.2% in the third quarter. That is amazing. The third quarter, of course, ends in October. If that growth rate holds, it will be on top of the 3.8% gain in the second quarter, which means that from April to October, so that's the first full 6 months of economic performance in Trump's second term, the economy will have grown at a faster pace than it did during the entire previous 3 years under Joe Biden. That's unbelievable. So in other words, more gain in economic growth in 6 full months under Trump than in the entire 3 years under Joe Biden. And that's because Democrats were deliberately trying to kneecap the economy while looting, robbing us blind through the printing of money, and that resulted in the inflation. But we know that. A lot of Americans don't know it. So folks, if anyone other than Trump were in the White House, this would be front page news. These are unbelievable numbers. Again, the economy overall growing more in the 6 months under Trump than in the entire previous 3 years under Joe Biden. And of course, they throw out that weird COVID year because it's a weird year. So what are people upset about? Well, they're upset about the fact that real wages aren't keeping up with cost. It's hard to go to the store. I see this myself. Everybody struggles with it. You see it. But what's up with that? Trump's not getting it fit. Well, actually, he is. People just need to just take a breath, take a beat. Listen to this. Real wages, after adjusting for inflation, were up almost 1% in just the first 8 months of the year. That's incredible. When Joe Biden left office, real wages were nearly 2% below where they were when he took office. So just to get here, Trump needed a 3 percentage point gain, and he did it. This is an incredible story, and I'm just going to keep telling it. I mean, I don't know what else to do. So let me do that again. So wages up almost 1% in the first 8 months of the year. This is people's main complaint, that they feel like wages aren't keeping up with prices. Okay, so wages up almost 1% in the first 8 months of this year. When Joe Biden left office, real wages were 2% below where they were when he took office. That's incredible. And the only way you do that is you fled the country with 25 million. 12 million came over to open border and the others overstayed their visas. That's how you did. And then you flood it with H-1Bs and you just beat Americans down, which is what Democrats did. And they'll do it worse if you put him in office. So, okay, wages up 1%. Joe Biden left with wages 2% below where they were when he took office. Trump is slowly pushing the boulder up the hill. So what about price increases? Well, those have started to return to pre-Biden levels. No, in other words, normal. Average inflation rate in Trump's first term, 2%. Under Biden, it was 5%. So far under Trump, 2%. Second term, it's 3%. So he's pushing it back down to those norms. And the 5% is what got us where we are. I mean, you have prices go up 20% over 4 years. It's going to take a little adjustment. It is. So Trump's got prices increasing at 3%. By the way, historically normal. 3% under is historically normal inflation. But it still hurts because people are paying that 20% from Joe Biden. When basically, folks, they just looted the Treasury. They printed themselves a bunch of cash and gave it to their friends is what it adds up to. And drove the inflation rate through the roof while robbing Americans blind. We're recovering from that, but we're getting there. And folks, it is amazing to have accomplished this in less than a year. What about unemployment? Well, two problems with that. Trump cannot fix the unemployment. A lot of what's weighing these numbers down is blue state disaster economies. Six of the 10 states with the highest unemployment rates are blue, whereas six of the 10 states with the lowest unemployment rates are red. Why? Red states are creating jobs. They are not kneecapping their economies. As Democrats do when they run stuff. Well, what about people can't afford houses? Again, that's a problem across the country, but it's skewed upward in terms of housing price by the blue states. 9 of the 10 most expensive states for housing are either blue or purple. Why? They got all those illegals packed in there. So it's bad for rent. It's bad for, you know, home ownership. It's bad for all of it. And federal deficits are coming in lower under Trump than they were in Biden's last year in office. So, folks, here's the thing. I don't even know that there's $21 trillion worth of investment that Trump has got. I don't know that there's much more he can do on the economy with this Congress he has. But what he's managed to do single-handedly, it's incredible. I mean, I'm truly thankful for it this Thanksgiving. Now they just need the messaging to catch up. Do a better job of messaging. And that's the real problem. It's not the economy. It's the messaging. Just take a beat. Slow down. Yeah, everybody's kind of sort of interested in your 28-point plan for ending the Russia-Ukraine war. But what they really want is a 28-point plan for Gen Z being able to buy a house before they're 58. That's what they want.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.